Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Tell you what, Jay, what did you say about Jason Tatum?
It's a chance for him to get in the VIP level right now. Like the KD, LeBron, Steph, that level.
Key, it's always funny to me because it's like, well, yeah, but realistically, he's going up against KD, but there's always a KD or a Larry Bird or a Magic or a Michael or a LeBron, or there's always the guy like, well, come on, but you're going to be the best player on a championship team or not.
Yeah, you got to jump over them dudes.
Got to jump over them dudes, exactly. You know, I get it. It's a little different for Steph, Jay. It's a little different for Steph because he's 6'3", or as Key would say, itty bitty, right? Like, he's not like.
He ain't no itty bitty.
No, I'm saying, but like, you apply that to different athletes at times. And by the standards of the best player in the game, right? Can you be the best player in a championship team? They're almost never under 6'4", right? That almost never happens.
I mean, that's why I'm saying it's perfectly set up for Jason Tatum, right? You talk about a guy who dropped 50 plus on the Nets last time they played. So he's done it in the postseason, just not against the likes of a Kevin Durant. And if you look at what he has to go against now to come out of the East, he would have to go through Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, right? That dynamic. Then he would have to go through Giannis, and then he would have to go through whoever comes out of that top or half, if that's Miami or Philadelphia or Toronto, whoever that is.
And Jay, you're also talking about like Kyrie, the level he's playing at right now. You could argue for him, too, is the best guy in the game. He's playing at an absurd level.
Kyrie going back. I mean, this game on Sunday, Kyrie – is Saturday or Sunday? One of the days. I'm confused. A lot of games going on. But going back to Boston, where their relationship, Kyrie and Jason Tatum's relationship was so tight, even to the point I read a quote the other day where Jason said sometimes he talks to Kyrie and Kyrie wishes he could have done things differently on how he decided to leave Boston. So understanding that proximity that those two had compared to what Jason Tatum has to go through, the standard of excellence in Kevin Durant, those storylines within itself is a complete story to pay attention to.
Man, I was, as you was just talking about those two's relationship, it popped in my head. Damn, dude got some richness in the basketball world.
Yeah, man, it's okay.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, it's okay. I just was thinking out loud. I'm like, that's right, he did go to Duke. He went to Duke. Man, Duke just out there just cheating.
God. Well, so is SC. Right. Yep, you know,
like, I'm not saying.
No, I know what you mean, like, but Key, SC is the same way, right? Like, when you look at what SC has produced, well, like, damn, no, that's not even realistic.
We talking about basketball. Like, right now. We ain't talking about football. Yeah. The richness of the Duke basketball program is just crazy.
Way to clean that up for us.
When he says richness, what do you think he means,
Jay? Way to clean that up.
Richness.
No, he's talking with the right tone. I hear it in his voice.
I'm not saying that y'all Max literally cheating.
Yeah, Key, we got it.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Don't let Max take you down that alley.
I'm just saying richness. That's all.
Stop, Max.
Okay, all right, I'll stop.
We're on a national platform right now.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So that's the Eastern Conference. Guys, the Western Conference, obviously the playoffs start this weekend. The postseason's already started. I guess the playoffs start this weekend. So Luka Doncic, obviously for the Mavericks, that's the whole shooting match. Like, you ain't going to win behind Dorian Finney-Smith. I like him a lot, and players like that a lot.
Spencer Dinwiddie would be the guy.
Yeah, right, sure. Jalen he's probably Brunson. The second best player on the team. No Hardaway Jr. right now. You got guys like Maxi Kleba and stuff like that. But the point is, those are really nice pieces on a team. But without Luka Doncic, they're not in that position, period. So Jason Kidd, Mavericks head coach, could have been the Lakers head coach, had an update on Luka. Listen.
He's smiling. He's happy. He's in good spirits. And looks like he's improving.
Has he begun lobbying you to try to convince you that he can play to start the series?
No, he has not. But hopefully at some point he does. But not right now, not today. No.
All right, so Jay, do they get past the Jazz? How many games does Luka have to play for them to get past the Jazz?
They don't get past the Jazz without Luka. I mean,
how many games does he need to play in the series, though?
I mean, he has to play four.
Four at least, yeah.
I mean, he got to play four. Luka accounts for, it feels like, close to 60% of their scoring. I'm talking about off assist and scoring himself. So, you know, him and Jokic are like one-man shows because they do so much with passing, with scoring, with getting rebounds, with making plays. Without him, they do not have a chance against the Utah Jazz. And I think Utah Jazz has problems, obviously chemistry-wise to a degree. This year is not what you expected from them. But Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and Quinn Snyder, there's a lot on the line for this team too, because you're wondering if they actually want to stay together. That is the whole narrative around this team. Does it work between Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert being your two superstars? Without Luka, they do not have a chance.
So, Jay and Key, like, I get it. I agree. Luka's the whole shooting match. I don't think this team – I don't think the Mavericks win a championship, even if Luka's healthy the whole time, right? I think they need a little bit more. But you know who I do think could possibly win a championship this year? I think it's not out of the realm of possibility are the Golden State Warriors, right? Is the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, as I said, there's never – has there ever been a guy in our lifetimes under 6'5", let's say – who was actually the best player in the world. I don't mean he won MVP. He had the best season that year. I mean, like, that dude's the best player in the world. Like, Kobe or LeBron or MJ
what about
Shaq.
Was Zeke, like, I don't – was Zeke
yeah,
ever –
Zeke was in that. Yeah, but he
Zeke was below Magic and Bird and but right there, and he won championships. You know, I mean, yeah, listen, no doubt. Yeah. But we're going back to the 80s to find – like, Steph Curry came – about as close as you could come to doing that under 6'5", right? He's like 6'3". If Steph is healthy, they have a shot. Now, Warriors coach Steve Kerr said the following. There's an update on Steph's physical condition at the moment.
Steph did scrimmage. 3 6-minute sort of segments, and felt good. And he's such a diligent worker. He's been working so hard on his conditioning and his rhythm, you know, the last couple of weeks. We'll just take it day at a time and see where it all goes.
So obviously Steve Kerr is optimistic that Steph Curry can play in game one. Jason Kidd has not ruled out Luka playing in game one. Who do you think, Jay, has the bigger impact on their series between Luka and Steph?
I mean, bigger impact on their series between those two, I would probably go Luka, and I would just say because Denver is playing so undermanned without Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr., and Nikola Jokic is having a phenomenal year. I think this team has overachieved. I give a lot of credit to Michael Malone. He's done one hell of a job with the Denver Nuggets. But I would still say with Klay, with Draymond, with Steph not being his full self to a degree, I could see them getting by Denver. Whereas without Luka being his full self, they're not getting by Utah.
See, I think I understand what Jay is saying, but I think it's Seth. Simple reason is once he gets in the rhythm and get going, this team is going to be hard to beat down the stretch. Mm-hmm. I understand we like the Phoenix Suns, and I get all that. But once he gets going, you know, he's been out for a minute. But you know how it go, Jay. When you get these dudes going, it's like they never missed a beat.
But, Key, what I'm saying is there's more runway for Steph to get going because you're playing against Denver, who's so undermanned. Whereas I feel like for Luka, he doesn't have that same – he won't have the same runway. They won't get to the next round if Luka's not fully healthy. Right? I can see Golden State getting to the next round, even if Steph is somewhat hampered up, you know?
You know, the other interesting thing to me, and I know
– Jordan Poole, Wiggins.
Yeah, I'm looking up now how many minutes he averaged a game for Golden State this year. Iguodala, 20 minutes a game, right?
Here we go.
There's a reason I bring it up. I'm not.
Tell me your reason, please.
There's a reason.
He'll be MVP.
I want Iguodala.
Yeah. What?
I mean, I was right when I said it.
Of all the names, you don't say Jordan Poole.
No.
You don't talk about Kamonga.
Let me tell you why. No, you go to Iguodala. This has to do with what Key said.
Yes.
When these guys get going, it's not just the parts that they have that fit and work. They have so much experience, and they have experience together. And so, like, obviously it's Steph and I think Dre. Steph and Dre is the key to the whole thing. And then Klay is what makes it kind of unfair, almost like, oh, my God, you got those three guys. But when you also have a guy – Iggy was part of the death lineup. You have four of the guys on the team who were part of that unstoppable death lineup, right? And now you have an infusion of young athletic players too, guys. That if Steph gets healthy and stays that way, it could be a problem.
Yeah, he wouldn't – I don't think he would go if he wasn't able to. You know, I just don't think so at all. And I'm just watching some of those highlights, Jay. I don't know how he shoot, man. I don't know how he get there. Oh, man. No, gosh. Good.
Max, I got it.
Iguodala.
The Iguodala tape. I get that he makes some. He's not as critical to this team as he used to be with the death lineup. Okay.
Of course not. He's playing 20 minutes
okay,
a game.
Okay, I just want to say you kind of referenced him like he had like a imperative role on this team.
No, not on this one. But what I don't like is that he was one of the core players on that team that doesn't get mentioned enough. And in fact, in those clutch moments, open looks, he was money. He was money.
I mean, Draymond.
And a great defender.
You hear what Draymond said the other day? He called that 73-win team the greatest team of all time.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later.
I think you have to win a Game 7 at home to be considered that, wouldn't you say? Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
No.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Look, I can't stop talking about Iguodala, apparently.
I want Iguodala.
And guess what, guys? Bart and Han, they just can't stop talking. After Jay has this from O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for their spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, tools, brake kits, and more. Visit with their professional parts people who know just what you need to get the job done right. Kick off the season with fresh batteries for your lawn and garden gear. And right now, for a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after a mail-in rebate. Don't miss out on the savings. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I mean, what is this? WWE meets the NBA
that's
in basketball?
Seriously? What? I mean, like, that's why I might pull out of this thing, because I'm really afraid that I might get hurt messing around with a dude that, like, come on, man, this dude, he's looking to elbow you, grab you, trip you, bite your ear off. He's looking to do all of that playing basketball.
So I'm saying Bart gonna come out here like the Black Macho Libre. I don't like it. I don't know how I feel.
With
about
some
it.
Little bitty OP dolphin shorts on with a tank top. You already know how he's gonna look.
So don't probably complain. Have, you gotta give it to him back.
Probably
gonna have back to him the same way.
Socks up to his calves.
That's why I said Key and Bart can have the physicality.
Yeah.
I ain't Key and Bart gonna handle physicality. Not me. I'm not trying to do all that.
I got it. Like it's no.
Man, that dude can't even dribble, man. I'm going to run past him and blow past him and elevate.
The amount of trash being spoken by Mr. Alan Hahn all-regional team in high school.
He was most improved in the fourth grade.
Fourth grade. My dad was the CYO coach.
Just listen, don't take it away from him. He was most improved in the fourth grade. It's like winning Rookie of the Year. It's a big deal. Now.
Hey, you know, Jay, what Bart going to try to do? This one right here. You know, back you down.
Oh, he broke the mic.
The old man. No,
the
when you played in the NBA for 16 years and you're on your 17th, 18th year, now you know the back of down, the old Magic. Magic, remember Magic was Magic came back. It was
they can't stop a nosebleed.
He was a power forward when he got back. You guys want to hear what they're planning defensively for you?
Yeah, I want to hear what the strategy is.
Want to hear the eavesdrop on Bart and Hahn, ESPN radio host Bart and Hahn, of course, noon Eastern here on ESPN radio.
It's really just Hahn. It's not Bart. Bart, I'm not worried. It's just the Hahn. It's Hahn.
Why are you worried
I'm not guarding Jay.
Right.
Who said, like, why hold is on, it assumed on, that and then, the 6'6 guy is guarding the 5'11
right,
guy?
Right.
Like, I'm not guarding
me
him.
Me and Jay the same size.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you guard Jay. You're the defensive stopper. You're the Mr. Can't Wait. Like, you should be guarding Jay.
But first of all, in what world did a receiver ever punish a linebacker? What was that? I don't even understand where that come from. That ain't even in the DNA. That ain't even the lay of the land. That's like saying, did you see that gazelle go chase that lion? What the hell are we talking about?
There's a whole lot there.
Just look at the matchups right here. I mean, between Hahn. First off, Hahn looks like he's from Malibu.
Way to have our back, Keyshawn.
He's from Malibu.
The NCAA champ went pro. Yes for Jay, no for First of all, there's a lot there. I hear dissension among the players of that team. They are bickering amongst each other, Bart and Hahn, because no one wants to guard Jay. That's the bottom line.
Look at this.
Max, give me this tail of the tape. Key versus Bart, your best boxing tail of the tape. Here we go.
Key got the height on Bart. They were both pros for 11 years.
Key has the reach on Bart as well.
Key's got the reach. Key's got the Super Bowl ring. Hold on. What are their catchphrases? Hold on. I see a catchphrase.
Give me the damn ball and can't wait.
Can't wait.
Way to have our back, Keyshawn.
But give me the damn ball is like a little bit more of a known catchphrase.
Well, Key's a little bit more.
Leave that alone, Jay.
Now, what do you say about that, Key? How a receiver can't punish a linebacker. How you're a gazelle and he's a lion.
Well, clearly he didn't watch film.
No, he's a giraffe.
If he knew anything about film and film study on me, then he would know that I ate linebackers for a living. That was a normal deal.
You ate linebackers.
You were a giraffe, and in fact, lions will rarely attack an adult giraffe because adult giraffes can kick them and kill them. Dislocate their jaws. That's right. I watch nature shows like wallpaper. I have that on like wallpaper.
How would you tie all that together? Who are you, right, Kellerman?
The problem is National Geographic. I am.
Is Bart really is underestimating my athletic ability, especially in the basketball
situation.
But
see, this is what they're
doing. Keyshawn.
This is what they're doing, okay? Did you hear the scouting report? Bart's going to be guarding me now. So Hahn's going to be guarding you.
And he's really going to be in trouble.
So I already know I'm going to do it with Bart.
They're really going to be in trouble. They're going to really be in trouble.
You're going to foul him out. You can't foul him out on two-on-two.
I'm going to get to the free throw line. The free throws in 2-on-2, is this thing really being refereed, or are we calling our own fouls? If we're calling our own fouls, it's a different kind of mindset.
I've walked to the parking lot with Hahn several times.
I've seen enough.
I've walked to the parking lot with Hahn several times. I've seen enough.
This is great.
I can hear his bones squeaking as he walks.
I got Hahn sending me videos. I mean, I got him sending me pictures of him dunking and warm-up lines. I'm like, but you're not.
Alan's a big dude.
But I'm like, you're not being guarded by anybody. This is a still shot of you dunking by yourself. Congratulations.
The most shocking part of their show wasn't the clip we just heard. It was, I know you guys are going to be surprised about this. Bart actually did cross the line at one point.
Can you hear that? I know you guys are going to be shocked.
Yeah, I know. It's surprising.
You give Keyshawn that.
He's the one that's shutting you down, Jay.
You tell Keyshawn to show one of those. Tomorrow you show that, Keyshawn. You show if you got something like that. The rock. The power. Oh, yeah, brother. What are you going to do when the 24-inch python?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I can eat all the cake insurance. I can. I'm still in shape.
I know this is what you need to do.
My daddy got a six-pack. My mama got a six-pack. And she got junk in the trunk. That's for that power to jump up in the air, baby.
Phrasing.
Yeah, he's
drunk. Too far.
He's getting ready to make some XFL.
You know, Keyshawn.
I love those guys. But they have to understand now. They have pushed you to a point where I have to have your back. I got to be there for you. And now it's become civil war.
Way to have our back, Keyshawn.
Bart does belong in the WWE, man. He got that whole thing down pat.
Yeah, he should go play for the XFL.
He said my grandma got a six-pack. She got chunk in the trunk, too.
Let me tell you something. If Bart went into wrestling, I would watch him, man. I would follow his career and everything. Bart would be a successful professional wrestler.
Oh, 1,000%. He ain't going to be wrestling me out there.
He fits that mold 125%.
Said my mama got a six-pack.
See, now I'm really starting to believe that but Bart would really try to sweep the leg. Like he would really try it.
I'm telling you. I'm worried for my safety dealing with him. Five fouls. That's what his nickname.
He's
five fouls. Use it. Use those five fouls, man.
I cannot wait to see this thing. And by the way,
are we doing this?
By the way,
we gotta get
a ref. Forget call your own fouls.
Yeah,
get a ref.
Yeah, I need a real referee.
Evan,
is this really happening?
Up.
Are we gonna make this happening? Are we gonna make this happen? Can you confirm nor deny?
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna happen. This has gotta happen.
Where's Evan at? He's nowhere to be found.
They're working on it.
No, okay. All right.
They're trying to make it happen.
He went to the bathroom.
Jay.
He left his bobblehead there.
No, I'm here.
They're trying to make it happen, and I'm all in.
I couldn't tell if it was the bobblehead or you, Evan. I wasn't sure.
I've started.
You can tell, because if it's nodding, it's the bobblehead.
All right, If the head's going up and down, it's the bobblehead. Yeah, side to side is Evan. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah,
I've already started working on some travel plans to make it happen.
Key, are you getting shots up? What's our workout regimen? What are we doing now to get in shape? Let's go Rocky Balboa mode. What are we doing? Margaritas? Look, what's the plan?
I think we'll be okay. Whatever it is, I think we'll be okay. I'm not worried about us.
You know, you were talking about Bart's a linebacker and the whole thing, and we have a linebacker with us now. I got to get him to weigh in on this. Teddy Bruschi. Teddy, you've been hearing what's going on. That's foolishness. You got to weigh in, Teddy.
Guys, I'm just cracking up here listening to you guys and listening to Bart. I'll be the official. I'll be the referee if you need one. I do agree with Bart probably fouling out real soon.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie about any type of – I know I was a linebacker and all that stuff, but I'm not going to brag on anything. I wouldn't want to go up against Keyshawn with that 6'5 wingspan and all of that, but Bart, he's just coming with that backup move, just like he showed. He's going to try to power dribble. He's going to try to back in, Jay, and that's what it's going to be.
And then who guards Jay Will? That's what I got to see. I got to see either Bart or Han try to guard Jay Will. How do you do that?
I don't know who it would be. You got really no chance.
Teddy, there's some people you see when they walk on the basketball court, be like, see, this dude going to hurt somebody.
That's what I'm talking about,
like,
Jay.
There's one on every team, Teddy. Like, you coach AAU, you know what I'm talking about. That one dude on the team, he can't dribble on layup lines. He can't make passes. You're like, then why are you on the team?
Teddy?
That is Bart's ass.
Bart walks like this.
And I'm telling you, you look at him too, and you know what you can tell? You know what you can tell is when players are out there warming up and all that, and a guy's tripping around and doing all that, that's a football player. That's like a linebacker, exactly. Or that's a lineman or somebody. You can tell that's a football player right there.
Everything is strong.
Teddy, you got to sit tight. We got a few things to do, and we're going to be right back with Teddy Bruschi, ladies and gentlemen. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and Teddy Bruschi is still with us. Teddy, let's take a listen to your former teammate, Damian Woody, on Broncos' new quarterback, Russell Wilson.
I don't know if Russell's in elite right now. Like, I think he's a very good quarterback, but I think there's questions about is he still an elite quarterback? But listen, it still goes back to if you're the Denver Broncos, you've been basically saying that you need a quarterback and you pull the trigger and make a trade for Russell Wilson. If that doesn't tell you that this team expects to compete for a Super Bowl, I don't know what else will.
Is Russell Wilson elite to you, Teddy?
Well, I'm not really going to throw around the term elite, and let me just list my guys who I think are elite. I'm going Brady, I'm going Rodgers, of course, at the top, and also Mahomes. After that, there's another group. So obviously, Wilson's not on my list of elite quarterbacks. Elite, you're talking about consistency, you're talking MVPs, Super Bowls, those type of things, and you're consistently having your team deep in the playoffs. Russell's had that struggle. I know he's won a Super Bowl and he's lost a Super Bowl, but they've been in different fashion. So, I mean, in terms of the MVP conversation, Wilson wasn't really in it last year, and he's never really been it towards the end of the season. So I'm going to Denver as his chance to prove if he is MVP worthy. He's got a new team. He's got new offensive, you know, receiving group to get used to. So we'll see what he can do once he gets there.
Yeah, and I echo exactly what Teddy is saying. When you look at Russell Wilson's body of work, the start of the seasons, he's always at the top of the heat. Then he starts to fade as the season goes on. And you go back and you think about when he did, in fact, win the Super Bowl, it was predominantly that defense. And even to the point where he got back to the Super Bowl and they tried to make the throw to make him the MVP and the Super Bowl hero, it was a failed attempt. But it wasn't because of his offensive plays that they got to that Super Bowl. It was more about that defense again. And when they finally made it about Russell Wilson, they kind of never got on a consistent basis making deep runs into the playoffs. And the Seattle Seahawks was willing to let him go. They didn't put up a big fight to keep him this time around. Now, going to Denver is going to shine a different light on him. If he takes Denver and makes strong runs and deep runs into the playoffs and the Super Bowl appearance, then he gets put into that elite category.
But, TB, I wanted to ask you. So, look, I think there's a lot of – and I'm not saying this as pertaining to Key, because Key always talks about the overall picture. But I think whenever people hear Russell Wilson's name now, there's a lot of recency bias to what happened last year and obviously his injury. But understanding who he is, healthy, can he win a Super Bowl in Denver? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jay, that's possible that he can win a Super Bowl in Denver and he can break through and be considered. I mean, it would be. I mean, in vogue, what's in vogue is that's what these quarterbacks do. They look for their perfect situation, their ideal situation, or they're not happy with where they are and they think that they're stuck in a rut and they need to show that they can do other things. Stafford, Brady, now Wilson in Denver. I mean, I would argue that if Wilson were to get out of that division in the AFC West and get to the playoffs, say he wins that division, that's almost just as much as a couple playoff wins, because how hard that's going to be, especially in the month of December, because you know how the NFL schedules these games where he may have to go through the Chargers and the Chiefs and the Raiders in consecutive weeks or 3 out of 4 weeks in that division, where there may be a couple plays where Wilson will make the play and they're winning, or the ball bounces the other team's way and they don't make the playoffs. That's how tight it's going to be towards the end. So if Russ and the Broncos come out of that with a division championship, I mean, I would start to look at him like, man, he switched teams and then he got out of that division with a division championship. That's pretty impressive.
And one of the biggest problems that he's going to face, Jay and Teddy, is the offensive skill set players are very young. Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton and Patrick and those guys, they haven't really taken the next step. Now, you could clearly say it was because they didn't have any quarterbacks, whatever you want to call it. I mean, but they haven't shown anyone that they can to make you believe that they are going to be top-line skill position players within that conference. Now, they run the ball extremely well. They rushed for about 1,900 yards. Now, he's getting back to a team with a similar formula that he had his first time around in Seattle when he won the Super Bowl. So we'll have to see. I mean, there's no question about it. We'll see.
Teddy.
Yeah, and Key, isn't that what the truly elite do now, though? Isn't that what the Bradys and the Rodgers do? Give me a couple guys. Don't worry. I'll still get the job done. So that's like a true sign of who you are as a quarterback. So let's see if Russ can do that with those guys.
Teddy Bruschi with us, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Teddy, I like what you said about elite, because I agree with you. I think there's a tier of three quarterbacks. There's Brady, Mahomes, and Rodgers, right? If you're being as objective as possible, that's tier one. If you call that elite, then the next tier, to me at least, would seem to have Josh Allen and Deshaun Watson, Joe Burrow, maybe Justin Herbert, though he hasn't been to the playoffs yet. Eyeball test, Lamar Jackson, maybe Matt Stafford, maybe Derek Carr. Is Russell Wilson in at least that group?
Yes, that's the group I put Russ in. You're talking about a lot of quarterbacks there that, depending on who they are, they still have something to prove. I mean, Russ has shown the ability to be a reason why a team wins a championship or makes a playoff run, a deep playoff run, loses Super Bowl, those type of things. At least we've seen him in those games, and we've seen, you know, his demeanor and what he can do, those type of things. There are some quarterbacks we're still curious as to, I mean, you get to a championship game, you get to a Super Bowl, how are they going to be? But definitely, Russ is there right when those, I mean, Allen, you know, Herbert, Jackson, those type of quarterbacks, yes.
Teddy, I'm curious. If you had to choose which quarterback you preferred or you thought was better, which one would you say was better right now, Matthew Stafford or Russell Wilson?
Ooh, that's a good one, Jay.
I only asked TB because it's funny, like a couple years ago, everybody was poo-pooing on Matthew Stafford all the time, and now all of a sudden he won a Super Bowl, and it's like he's in that tier now.
He made key plays down the stretch to win it. Made key plays.
Like, I'm curious. It's just interesting.
Yeah, and I would think the deciding factor for me would be what I saw Stafford do in that last drive to get that score. I'd go with Stafford. I mean, when he just said, I know where I'm going, and I'm still going to do it, and that's Cooper Kupp, and I'm going to hit him, be on the same page, put it where it needs to be, let my receiver do the job, and boom, down the field, Kupp here, Kupp there, to the right, to the left, short, intermediate, those type of throws. I was looking at that, and then Stafford, it just opened my eyes to where this guy is on another level to me. It earned a lot of respect for me during that. So
Jay, you know why people felt that way about Matthew Stafford? Because he was buried in Detroit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We needed to see it.
We needed to see
it. We needed to see it. Russell Wilson was on some good teams in Seattle, and we saw it. Then when those good teams were not good anymore, he didn't really take them and make them better.
Yeah, well, as Teddy said, that next tier, you still have questions and guys have some things to prove. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. That's Teddy Bruschi, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Teddy, as always.
All right, TB.
All right, baby.
So Teddy knows about elite. Hey, yes, sir. Teddy knows about elite quarterbacks, Key. He happened to play with a guy who I think it's fair to say Tom Brady's an elite quarterback. Agreed? Everyone agree?
I wonder what they – if it wasn't elite, what would it be?
Something more than elite.
Super elite.
Yeah, he's
super
a –
elite.
But, Key, I don't even know. You're going to give your elite quarterbacks list. I don't even know if you should do that. What the hell would you know about an elite quarterback? I mean, you just got to see the list of quarterbacks this dude was catching balls from. That's after Jay has this from Dollar Shave Club.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
John J. Willimax, tune in to the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Evan, I hear the music. Take it away.
Yeah, we're going to play over-under here. Key said earlier he tried to guess how many different quarterbacks he caught passes from. We can only find touchdowns, okay. Right? So Key caught touchdowns from 12 different passers in his career.
Who's who?
Damn, Key.
So we're gonna,
it's like
we're
a
gonna
list
what,
of my
be monogamous, man.
We're
what you want me to do? Find
Key.
One.
We're going to say if Key can get over, under, yes.
Like a Hall of Fame list.
The amount of touchdowns.
The number of touchdowns you got to guess, Key. Over, under.
There is no Hall of Famer on this list.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What Key's career could have been.
Ray Lucas, over or under 4.5?
Over.
Yeah, how many?
8?
5.
Jake.
You gave yourself an extra 3 touchdowns.
Jake DeLome, over, under, 4.5.
Ooh. Doesn't like
over.
No, wrong. Under, 4. Over or under, 10 from Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, tough one. I would go over. Over.
Yes.
Yeah.
13.
Yeah.
Over, under,
over.
10 from Brad Johnson.
Over.
Wrong. Under.
Yes. Under.
You know how sorry it is that...
Damn.
You know
how many touchdown passes do you think you caught in your career if you're going over on all these guys?
This is about...
Well, because he forgets
this
how many
Key's,
different quarterbacks there are
Key's
on the list.
This is perception of himself. I love it. This is incredible.
All over. Like, how many touchdowns did you actually think you caught?
Well, I'm thinking about the years that I played with them. That's what I'm trying to do.
How about Rob Johnson, over, under, 1.5?
Under.
Just down. Over, under, 1.5 from the former punter, Tom Tupa.
Over.
Jesus. Under, 1. First game in 99, that was it.
I thought he threw me 2.
Nah, 1.
1?
All right, the current head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Reich, over, under, 2.5.
Start taking the under now.
No, I'm going to say, with Frank, I'm going to say, under. But I think Frank threw me 2, but I'm going to say under.
4.
4.
Oh!
Yeah.
What a list.
I got to say, this is the sorriest quarterback. This is hilarious. When I hear Brad Johnson, I'm like, oh, Brad Johnson, not bad. That's how
Rob
bad
Johnson.
This list is.
Who else, Evan?
Drew Bledsoe, not bad. Okay. Over, under, 5.5, Key.
Hopefully over. Hopefully
I'm gonna say under.
Over. 6.
Yeah, 6.
Yeah. Glenn Foley, number 4, the Rocket from Boston College. Glenn Foley, over, under, 7.
Under.
Yeah, 6. Neil, I'll call him O'Donnell. You call him whatever you want, Key. Over, under, 4.5.
Who are these people?
No, Neil O'Donnell. There's
Neil
a name.
O'Donnell.
I'm going to say
Neil O'Donnell, but I'm talking about the other people.
With the Steelers.
I'm going to say over.
What did I give you as the number?
I think 7? You said 4.5.
No, I gave you 7, and the over-under is 6. All right, last one. Sean. Oh, no, we got 2 more. Sean King, over, under, 7.5.
I'm going to say under.
No, over, 8. Last one.
He caught the most
last one. Possibly the worst quarterback he ever played with. Over, under, 2.5, Rick Meyer.
Under.
Yeah, 2.
Yeah.
But that's like 20 from a regular quarterback.
Key, I have...
All right,
I have
on. One more. Okay. Bonus. Sorry, Key.
There's bonus. Jeez.
Over, under, career touchdowns, Key. 62.5.
Receiving only.
Oh, over.
Yeah, how many? Got? Do you know the number?
I think it's 64.
Nailed it.
64.
Wow.
Key, the amount of respect I have for you.
Way to have our back, Keyshawn.
In your career, after hearing the list of those dreadful names.
I don't know. Neil O'Donnell, Vinny Testaverde, Drew Bledsoe. It's a who's who.
Y'all stop. Vinny was good. Vinny was good.
I know. Vinny was good. I just named the three best guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, Vinny, the other, Vinny was good, the other 17 guys, Jesus.
No, my top three quarterbacks in my career was Vinny, Brad, and Ray Lucas.
Vinny Testaverde to Keyshawn Johnson, I mean, besides, it was very good in the pros, but those are that the two names on a short list of the greatest college players ever, too. Like, on
yeah,
a
but,
short list.
So, but, and they gave you a list of just touchdowns. I'm missing about five quarterbacks I actually caught pass. Not maybe not five, probably like four guys that I caught
Who?
Passes from.
Who?
Well, Drew Henson, former Yankee, New York
yeah,
Yankee,
man.
Great.
great, he was supposed to be anyway.
Who else is there? Chris Winkie.
Chris Winkie.
Florida State Heisman Trophy winner.
Those are bigger names, honestly, than a lot of the guys on the actual list of touchdown passes. Henson was a hot prospect, and Winkie was a guy people knew.
Yeah, so I'm missing.
Both guys played baseball, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, Drew Henson was scouted in baseball by the guy who scouted.
I mean, Winkie played minor league baseball. That's why he won the Heisman at like 30.
Yeah, a couple baseball players.
Like we can write a book on all the quarterbacks you play with.
Man, Drew Henson was scouted by the guy who found Griffey and Jeter and said Surefire Hall of Famer said the same thing about Drew Henson.
Key, what would be the title of the book if you were to write a book about all the quarterbacks you play with? What would be the title?
You already wrote it. Just give me the damn
the
ball.
Forgotten. No, it's the Forgotten 16.
The Forgotten 16.
The Forgotten 16. The Forgotten 16.
If only I could have a quarterback. Yeah, but you know, hey man, as I say, Jay, I had fun with all of them. I wouldn't trade my career for anybody else's. But
Understood.
There's a lot of people out there that would trade theirs for mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just oh god.
Hold on, you wouldn't trade. Get out of here with you wouldn't trade it for anyone else's. You see dudes
no.
like Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert.
No,
he's saying the entire
never.
Career. The entire
my career.
Career.
I would never trade my career for anybody else's that played my position.
What about someone like
Jerry Rice
who had
Come
Joe
on.
Montana
wait.
And Steve Young his whole
There's
career?
There's one
person. No, you have to be content with what you were dealt with. I'm content. I'm like, what the hell you want me to do? I didn't get drafted by the Indianapolis Colts. I couldn't have paid Manning forever. I didn't get drafted. And look, I didn't get drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers to play like 11 straight years with Ben Roethlisberger, so there's nothing I can do.
So you feel, I think that comes from feeling you left it all out on the field, right?
Like I did,
you feel
I,
like you got
yeah.
the most out of your ability.
Max,
well, yes,
I
he got the most out of his
I
ability.
Could do. Yeah. I parlayed it into working with you in the mornings. What the hell else you want
I mean,
to
think,
do?
Imagine if you would have had a quarterback, you could have avoided this fate.
No, it's just that you can do. It's just like. People say, oh, if you had a quarterback. I'm like, well, hell.
You'd be with Greeny right now if they'd have given you a quarterback. You'd have been moving up in the world. All right.
Jeez.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, presented by Progressive
the
Insurance.
The Forgotten 16.
The Forgotten 16, the quarterback who threw Key the ball
at. Have you ever heard of the Brady 6, the six people drafted ahead of Tom Brady for a quarterback? Key's got the Key 16.
That's right. Key is Key's like, just give me the damn ball. Like, just hand it to me because you can't throw it to me. You might as well just hand it to me. Ben Simmons, guys, might return. He could return for the Nets in this series. Jay said it could actually cost them the playoffs. That's
Net
next
loss.
On ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.